From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for June 24th, 2026. The Boring Company's Vegas Loop system is planning to put a station at UNLV following approval on June 22nd by the State Board of Regents. It's slated to be built in the Thomas and Mack Center parking lot, with the Boring Company paying the construction costs, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. UNLV says the parking spots the station will replace are seldom used. Plans for the Vegas Loop to have 104 stations in the resort corridor, downtown Las Vegas, and a few other key places, including Allegiant Stadium, Harry Reid International Airport, and the Athletics Ballpark. The company says it hopes to then expand to outlying areas. The Las Vegas Aces lost June 23rd to the New York Liberty, the team just one spot behind them in the standings. The Aces did not shoot three well, going 8-for-27. They were also having difficulty getting things going in the paint against the Liberty, with just 32 points scored. It's tied for their second lowest number of points scored in that area this season. After the game, Coach Hammond noted that the Liberty are coming off of two losses, kind of a must-win for them. Maybe the Aces will have a greater sense of urgency coming back, playing them in New York again next week. The Aces have a chance to take on the Liberty on June 30th. The new Arts District parking garage will open at the end of September, City of Las Vegas officials say. The new 500-space garage is located at 1421 South Casino Center Boulevard. It cost $25 million to build and brings much-needed parking to the Arts District. The garage also features space available for lease to new businesses, as well as a large mural. Parking at the facility will cost $3 an hour. The city is currently reviewing options for shuttle service to and from the garage. Brandon Flowers, lead singer of Vegas-born band The Killers, announced the release of his third solo album. Entitled Thrasher, the album was recorded in Nashville with several of the city's session musicians. Flowers said in a press release that the album was inspired by the country-western music he heard during car rides with his father in rural Utah. That's where the singer spent some of his childhood. It's Flowers' first solo album in 11 years and comes 5 years after the last Killers album. The album's first single, Plans, comes out on Friday, June 26th. The full-length album comes out August 21st. Las Vegas Aces coach Becky Hammond twice Tuesday acknowledged what Jalen Brunson accomplished in leading the New York Knicks to the NBA championship was historic and her opinion was wrong, but no apology for her previous comments was forthcoming. Hammond spoke to reporters at the Aces shoot-around earlier in the day and then before Las Vegas's home game against the New York Liberty. In the pregame news conference, Hammond opened by making a point to say she was wrong that the 6'2" point guard was too small to lead the Knicks to the title. Brunson earned NBA Finals MVP after guiding the Knicks to a 5-game victory over the San Antonio Spurs. He scored 45 points in the title-clinching game on June 13th. Hammond made her original comments on ESPN in December 2023, saying Brunson wasn't a 1A dude. She was asked about her remarks at Aces shoot-around. Jalen, all he did was prove history wrong, Hammond said. He proves he's an outlier, so you can put his name next to Steph Curry and Isaiah Thomas. I thought he played brilliantly, especially down the stretch. I mean, he was that 1A dude. But apologize? I'm never going to apologize for having an opinion. That's what ESPN pays me for. This isn't the first time in recent weeks she defended her original comments. Hammond also was asked her opinion after Brunson was named Eastern Conference Final MVP when the Knicks swept the Cleveland Cavaliers. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.